This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Joel A. Perez Chapa. Date of birth is July 29, 1969. Case ID number is 3810666. Date of exam, October 25, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Mahesh Shanglai, dated 5/20/22. The doctor's last name is Changlani. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old married male with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of herniated disc of the lumbar spine, comma, bradycardia, comma, high blood pressure / hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and problems walking and standing. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2018, where he may worked as a maintenance man for dragas, which are like canals close to boats that he did for approximately 31 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his family, and he's not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine. Number two, bradycardia. Number three, high blood pressure / hypertension. Number four, hyperlipidemia. And number five, problems walking and standing. History of allegations. Number one, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine. The claimant states that in 2018, he was pulling on a cable while at work, and he felt a sharp pain in his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is a pinching, aching, dull pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his left leg. No surgeries have been performed, and he has received 2 steroid injections into his back. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 2 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. His physician is Dr. Lopez Jr. He has no assisted devices that he uses at this time, but does use a back girdle to support his back. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking around the house. He denies sleeping during the day or doing other severe house chores or exercise. The claimant has not seen a chiropractor but did receive 15 days of physical therapy, which has not helped his condition. At the present time, he's on multiple medications for his condition, which include tramadol 50 milligrams QD, ibuprofen 400 milligrams QD, and naproxen 500 milligrams PID. He states that every month he receives an injection for his back pain, which includes Toradol 30 milligrams IM, and Decadron, 4 milligrams IM. He states the medications do give him some relief. He was diagnosed with a L3, L4, 3 millimeter herniated disc, a L4, L5, 14 millimeter herniated disc, and an L5, S1, 5-millimeter herniated disc. His condition at this time is stable, and the claimant is able to ambulate fairly well. Allegation number two. Number two, bradycardia. The claimant states that in 2017, he was admitted to doctor's hospital at the Renaissance, secondary to having bradycardia. His physician is Dr. Mahesh Changlai, and he states that he did not have any chest pain, but did have bradycardia at the time, especially with exertion. He states the symptoms were not relieved by nitroglycerin, rest, or antacids. His symptoms included shortness of breath, diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. He denies any palpitations or vomiting, and he states that he did feel severe fatigue. His risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, and high cholesterol. He denies any history of diabetes mellitus, smoking, or any other cardiac problems. The claimant also denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. The claimant was diagnosed with systolic heart failure and states that he does have shortness of breath but does not have pedal edema or apnea. He is presently taking Entresnor 49/51 milligrams BID, Carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID, Aspirin 81 milligrams QD, fish oil QD, and spironolactone 25 milligrams QD. His heart rate at this visit was 88 beats per minute, which is normal. He was diagnosed with chronic systolic heart failure, dyspnea, paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia with an ejection fraction of 60%, coronary artery disease, left bundle branch block, mild congestive heart failure, and non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, which was diagnosed in October 9, 2019. His condition at this time appears to be normal. Allegation number 3, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that in 2017, he was diagnosed with high blood pressure. He denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, or headaches, but does have blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, as well as no nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 175 over 82 mmHg, which is high. He is presently on Entreston 49/51 milligrams BID and Carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID. His condition appears to be stable at this time. However, he has been told to follow up with his family physician for possible readjustment of his medications. Number 4, hyperlipidemia. The claimant states that in 2017, he was also told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident, but was started on rosuvastatin 20 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time and is being treated. Number 5, problems walking and standing. The claimant states that since he had his accident in 2018, he's had difficulty walking and standing for long periods of time. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb 5 steps, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, button his clothes and lift approximately 2 pounds above his head. He's unable to sweep a room at this time. He is presently on multiple medications for pain, which include tramadol 50 milligrams QD, ibuprofen 400 milligrams QD, and naproxen 500 milligrams QD, which he states does relieve his pain. He states the only other physical activity he does is walking around the house. Family history. The father is 82 years old and has diabetes mellitus, varicose veins, and hypertension. And his mother is 82 and has diabetes mellitus and is in fairly good health. Medications. Entresto, 49-51 milligrams BID. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams BID. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Vitamin D, QD. Fish oil, QD. Spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD. Tramadol, 50 milligrams QD. Ibuprofen, 400 milligrams QD. Naproxen, 500 milligrams QD. Escitalopram, 10 milligrams QHS. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, congestive heart failure, secondary to chronic systolic heart failure, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, dyspnea on exertion, comma, bradycardia, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, comma, major surgeries, appendectomy, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states that he drinks 1 to 2 beers per week. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 212 pounds. Height, 6 feet. BP, 175 over 82 mmHg. Heart rate, 88 beats per minute. Respiration, 15 respirations per minute. BMI, 29. General. This is a 53-year-old male who appears to be a stated age, is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to Please drop down to muscular skeletal. The claimant had some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant does have abnormal flexion at 70 degrees with tenderness. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees on the right side and 30 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant does have a slightly decreased flexion of the knee at 130 compared to 140 of the right. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he requires no assistive devices at this time. X-rays. Of the lumbar sacral back, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to moderate-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some herniated discs of the lumbar sacral spine, which is being treated conservatively. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back pain, most likely coming from herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back area. Probable diagnoses. Herniated, number one, herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine, dash confirmed with a MRI report, which he brought with him. Grossly normal physical exam at this time. Number two, bradycardia, dash not confirmed with physical examination. Heart rate was 88 beats per minute. High blood pressure slash hypertension, confirmed with physical examination. Blood pressure was 175 over 82 mmHg. The claimant was told to take an extra pill and to follow up with his family doctor for possible readjustment of his medication routine. Allegation number four, hyperlipidemia, dash being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. Number five, difficulty walking and standing, mild. The claimant had a basic normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Joel A. Perez Chapa.